We traveled out to Stewart Field for this week's High School Game of the Week presented by PNC Bank to watch the Hudson Explorers take on the Mayfield Wildcats in a regional finals game. It ended up a win for the Explorers with a final score of 31-6, advancing them to next week's state semifinals game. John, talk to me tonight about how the Explorers were able to get this victory. They were huge on defense and on offense, but talk specifically about their victory tonight.
First thing that comes to mind is their defense. They've given up one touchdown a game. That's their average for the entire season. So this defense is quick. They're fast. They're not big, but, man, they run around. They fly to the ball. They're sure tacklers. They kept a lot of pressure on Mayfield all night. They did a fantastic job, and it's evident in what they did tonight. And they advanced the next round. Their offense had a great game as well. They averaged over 200 yards a game throughout the season, and they did that tonight. So good luck to Ron Wright and his staff and the kids as they move on to the Final Four next week.
On their first drive, the Hudson Explorers got the ball at the Mayfield 20-yard line after a turnover on downs. The Explorers took advantage of a short field and punched it in on a 4-yard touchdown run by Roman Moreno. Mayfield struggled to find their run game in the first quarter, allowing the Explorers to keep the momentum in their favor, going up by 10 after a field goal by Grant Gonia from the 19-yard line. The Wildcats were forced to punt the ball on their next drive, but the ball bounced off of an Explorer and was recovered by the Wildcats, giving them another chance to score. After trying to take advantage of the opportunity, Mayfield threw a deep ball towards the end zone, but it ended up being intercepted by Mike Piarski of the Hudson Explorers. Hudson wasn't able to capitalize on the turnover, and with some big penalty calls, the Wildcats had a shot at the end zone. But the Explorers' defense was electric and not only stopped them from getting in the end zone once they were at the 3-yard line, they also blocked their attempted field goal, keeping the score 10-0 at the half and making it our Play Like a Brown moment of the game. Hudson carried their momentum over from the first half, scoring again on their first drive with a 38-yard run from Matt Mustifo. Later on, the Explorers got another chance at the end zone after a 24-yard run by Restifo and two penalties on Mayfield, giving them good field position. Quarterback Jackson Parker put another 7 on the board with a 12-yard run, extending their lead 24-0. Then, after an interception by the Wildcats' Luciano Beacon and a huge 43-yard catch from Gage Beacon, quarterback Mario Monastero evaded pressure and threw a 24-yard touchdown pass to Jared Dostal, putting their first 6 on the board. But Hudson's offense answered right back as quarterback Jackson Parker broke free and ran 47 yards for their final touchdown of the night, leaving the game 31-6.
Well, I think our defense has played well all year, and they continue to play well tonight. We had a quick turnover there early and got the ball in the end zone. And I think eventually with our offensive line as big as I think we wore them down a little bit.
This is really special. We had a game plan come out and attack, and we did that on defense. We shut them down the first half. Everyone came out and played their ass off. And we're going on to state semifinals. Hopefully we can go on to the state finals. That's just what senior year is about. That's awesome.
Congratulations again to the Hudson Explorers, and good luck next week. We'll be covering another high school football game for the state semifinals. So make sure you log on to clevelandbrowns.com/community and vote for the matchup you want to see us covered. For John LaForce, I'm Elizabeth Nunnally. See you next week.